Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Sihle Suntile is a motion graphic designer who found his calling while pursuing a mechanical engineering diploma in Beijing, China. His educational background leans towards design, and he has honed his skills working as a media assistant at university. Notable clients include major South African music labels, namely Sony, Universal, Warner Brothers, and the prestigious African Fest 2023. Sihle's aim is to transform his company, CWS Poetic Artistry, into a comprehensive creative production hub, aligning vision and execution. For this episode of Celeb Savant, I spoke to Sihle about the 2023 Africa Fest, which takes place in November of that year. It's going to be an annual event that brings together music, entertainment, culture, and diversity. Up next on Celeb Savant, discussing Africa Fest and more, is Sihle Suntile. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing and what's happening in your life?
Personally, you can find me on CWS _PA on all social media platforms. That's on Twitter or X, as they put it now, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Like, literally, that's me personally. And other than that, so that's basically the business that I run. It's a motion graphic design studio where I'm able to take any brief and roll it out, be it music videos, be it music releases, be it events, as per the one that we're about to talk about. Anything that needs the any marketing related design elements, I'm the man to talk to, basically, in all of those spaces.
And you're based in Johannesburg?
I'm currently based in Johannesburg, yes, that's correct.
Okay. So before we discuss this event coming up, let's rewind. At what age did you realize or decide, cool, I want to be in this industry, events, marketing, PR, or specifically in the music industry? And how did that journey progress to where we are currently?
Okay, so basically, I was doing mechanical engineering. I grew up wanting to be a pilot, and I, as a person, has always found himself trying to be as well-rounded as possible. I figured the best way to be able to find myself in the piloting space is actually to go and understand the actual plane itself. So my plan was to do mechanical engineering, aeronautical engineering, and then go into piloting. Whilst I was doing my mechanical engineering in Beijing, China, I wanted to do a virtual exhibition for my poetry. One of the things that I then figured for myself to be able to cut costs was to start creating the elements myself. And once I started doing that, I realized that I enjoy creating. And then from there, with my engineering background in with the design space and understanding design and everything like that, I put that into my actual design with artwork and videography. And I was able to find myself with a friend of mine who was working in some of the biggest music houses, your Sony Music, your Universal Music, your Warner Brothers Music, and all of that. And he then basically asked me if I could animate artwork.
Okay.
And so that's where I started. So I started animating artwork for a lot of the artists that they had there. And I realized that I actually enjoyed doing that. And from there, that's where, basically, that was the seed that grew to where we are right now, type of thing.
What do you enjoy about marketing and being involved in events?
What I enjoy the most about marketing and being involved, really and honestly, is bringing something to life. You know, it's easy to have an image that says this is the event, right? It's easy to speak just in that one static image. And so what I realized and what I wanted to really get myself into the space of doing and what I enjoy doing is actually taking that and really making it speak louder. Because it's as simple as saying a picture speaks 1,000 words. So you can imagine a video, just to like give you context, 1 second in a video is like 30 images. 30 image, if one image speaks 1,000 words, you can imagine what 30 images do. Therefore, you can imagine what a whole lot of, like a whole video can do type of thing. And so just being able to bring something to life was something that I found a big passion in, and something that I found myself really enjoying to do and stuff like that. So that's what I basically started doing. And I haven't stopped, and I loved it since.
So, do you still work with the record labels?
Not really. I'm more freelance now. So I do have a few artists that do come to me to ask for some stuff to be done. Generally, it's small time artists. There is one big artist that I generally get a lot of work from, Soweto's Finest. So their group have a tendency of releasing singles amongst their individuals. So then I generally do the artwork for them. So Tom London's, Jabs, the Finest. I basically do their artwork, and as well as some big upcoming artists like Lwazi as well. They're like, those people are generally the people that come back to me and enjoy how I do my work, and therefore utilize me most of the time.
So when you're collaborating with them, is it a situation of them briefing you and then you let that your mind flow through and you give them a couple of options and then they go from there or give feedback from there? Or is it completely collaborative all the time?
It's generally completely collaborative all the time, because I feel like that's the best way to minimize reviews. If
Okay.
you're in a constant space of communication and people are in a constant space of understanding what it is that's going to be offered and what it is that they want, it's easier to always amalgamate those type of things. So the same when it came to specifically the event Africa Fest, it was really a space of bringing my expertise into this space and understanding what the client's brief was and being able to bring that to the forefront.
Okay, so let's dive into the event that's coming up. For people who are completely unaware, what is it? What it is about that you enjoy creating for it, and what will the audience enjoy about it?
So basically, Africa Fest is the biggest amapiano festival that is going to be hitting South African soil. Not only is it the biggest amapiano festival, but it is literally on an international stage. We've got everything from one of the biggest screens in South Africa that's going to be there, the SunPet Arena. We've got pyrotechnics that's going to be happening. We've got aerial shows that's going to be happening. So anything that allows a person to understand the how big amapiano is, not just locally but internationally, is what we are trying to translate into a musical festival in its entirety. So that in its entirety is exactly what we're bringing into the space. We're bringing all of the biggest amapiano artists. You've got your Kabza de Smalls, your Uncle Waffles, Tamompela's. Anybody that is anybody will be at this event. You know what I mean? So that is basically what we are as Africa Fest bringing to the table.
So, am I correct in my understanding that, say, for example, artist one will perform while they're performing, there's going to be pyrotechnics, different things happening around, and there's area for dancing, but also there'll be space for you to absorb all the visuals that are happening around you.
Basically, that's exactly it. As a festival in and of itself, it is really a space to be able to take in what's going to be happening around you. And like I was saying, we're speaking of one of the biggest ones there, for example, Uncle Waffles, who is really an international artist at this current moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can imagine the type of stages that she's comfortable in performing at. And to be able to witness her in her element, because our stage is going to be basically that, is basically in and of itself the show that you want to see. It's basically going to be a representation of what South Africa is capable of doing.
How long is the event?
So the event is going to be running from 2 o'clock until 2 o'clock. There may be a surprise that comes at some point with regards to the event, but that's still on the hush hush and everything, and we're still finalizing a few other things. Especially now, maybe I can like drop a hint, especially now that we've won the World Cup and the Rugby World Cup and everything like that. So you never know what else we will be bringing to the table, type of thing. But basically, it is a full day festival where like If you are not there, you are basically missing out.
And is it this first time this festival is happening, and will it be an annual event?
Yes, currently this is going to be the first Africa Fest, but it is not obviously going to be the last. It is going to be an annual event that's happening. So we will be doing this every year, year on year, getting it, making it bigger, bringing in more artists, bringing in a different variety of artists and everything in that space.
And how many artists will be performing?
Based right now, we are sitting at 12. Like I said,
12.
you've got the likes of Kamu Pella, you've
Yes.
got Uncle Waffles, you've got Kamsa the Small, you've got Papi Cooper. You know, when I say you can't name them all, that's
Yes,
basically all them, because who is not there is already missing out. DJ Stokey, everybody that you can think of that you want at an Amapiano Festival will definitely be there, all 12 of them.
will each artist be performing for the same length of time, or is it for an artist who's a bigger, like Uncle Waffles, will have a longer set?
So we are still in obviously the planning phase of getting all of that production run together. But I think that obviously from our side, we are looking at having this is a space to be able to really bring up everybody, because each of these people in their own right are big. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? So each of them in their own rights should have the stage that allows them to show that type of art. And that's what we are currently trying to work on to ensure that you are able to experience each of them in their magnitude and understand that each of them, as much as we try to maybe put a number to how long
Yes.
their set is going to be so incredible, you won't even take notes on how long or short each of the sets will be, type of thing.
Will each of the sets be the same in the sense, not time, but will some of the sets, for example, have pyrotechnics and no acrobatics, and then some of the other sets have acrobatics, or will it all be equal in the sense that each of them will have their own pyrotechnics and acrobatics, but different one?
So basically, depending on the artist and what and how the artist is trying to showcase their work, we've literally given the artist the space to say, do this the way that you want it to be, type of thing.
Okay.
So obviously, that is for me to say, come and see. You will be surprised what you see, what you witness, because each of the artists have literally decided to put their best foot forward.
Because podcasting is evergreen, so this will be live even after the event. We must let people know that it's going to be an annual event, that they're going to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And where can they find further information on the event?
Okay, so obviously all the information on the events will be on all of the social media platforms. So you've got your Facebook, which is basically AfricaFest23. Then you've got your TikTok and your Instagram, which will be Africa_Fest. On there, you'll see the lineup in its entirety. You'll see the competitions that we're running to be able to win tickets and an iPhone 15 Pro Max, 1 TB. And you'll be able to see obviously the countdown and basically the rollout on
Yes.
how until the event basically happens. It will be sitting all on our social media platforms.
And then obviously that's where people will be able to get information for further events coming up at later times.
That's correct. That's
Okay.
correct. And then specifically for this Africa Fest 23, obviously tickets can be bought on CompuTicket from 200 rands.
And what is the biggest amount of the tickets? The great 202?
So the biggest amount actually would be the VIP tickets, which are currently all sold out.
Okay.
Because people are already seeing the magnitude of the event. So our VVIP tickets are completely sold out. So you've got standing as well. You've got Golden Circle standing as well as seating tickets that are still available at the current
Okay,
moment.
so
So
there
we
will
had
be
to
options for
obviously open
people
up the moment.
not only to stand and dance, but also to sit and enjoy all the visuals. And
That's correct.
as a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
Firstly, make sure that you follow us on all of our social media platforms. Make sure that you buy a ticket so that you can stand a chance to win the iPhone 15 Pro Max 1 TB, as well as an opportunity to get your ticket upgraded to Golden Circle. Ensure that you are ready for the festival in and of itself. And basically, if anybody needs anything with regards to any form of rollout marketing material, definitely get a hold of me at CWS_PA, also on all social media platforms. I'm your man, I got you, and I'll be able to help you with anything that you need.